It's the day after Labor Day, but we're already looking at flu season. After last year's spike in cases that strained hospitals, closed some classrooms, and kept businesses scrambling, health experts are urging people across the Hudson Valley to take action now. One of the most effective tools? The flu shot. To talk about why being proactive matters, who's most at risk, and how to tell the difference between flu and COVID, we're joined by Dr. Michael Traub, primary care physician with Crystal Rund Healthcare. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the bigger picture. How bad was last year's flu season around here, and why should we be worried again?
So in New York State, last year was actually a record high number of cases, about 55,000 cases at its peak in 1 week. Compare that to the prior record year, which was 2022 to 23, where its apex was about 53,000 cases. So I jumped that high within a number of years. We are definitely preparing for at least similar, as much as similar cases as we can.
And let's talk about the flu shot. How do they help not just us, but our neighbors and the community?
So on an individual level, the flu shot gives you immunity to the actual virus that is circulating that year. Every single year, it's a slightly different virus. So the flu shot's tailored to the one that goes around in any specific year. More on a community level, what it also provides is a barrier. So it stops you from not only getting it, but also spreading it to people who you might come in contact with, especially people who are at higher risk.
And who are those people who are most at risk if they catch the flu? Are there groups who really need to be extra careful?
Yeah, so there's a number of groups who are we consider higher risk. To start with, any adult over the age of 65 would definitely be at higher risk, especially of more severe disease. Anybody with a chronic lung disease such as asthma or COPD, along with any chronic heart disease or something like diabetes. Pregnancy is a major risk factor as well. And any resident of a group home or nursing home would be high risk of catching the disease as well, among others.
We hear that fewer people are getting vaccinated these days. Why is that, and what can change?
Unfortunately, there's still a lot of information out there about what the flu shot is, what it does, and, you know, more importantly, who needs it. This led to a lot of hesitancy, which meant a lot of people just weren't getting shots and allowed the virus to spread. And, you know, the best we can do, especially on my end, you know, speak to patients, speak to public, like on this radio station, just to spread, you know, and kind of more knowledge about what actually, who needs it and what it actually does.
And besides the shot, what can families do to keep themselves and everybody around them for to be healthier this season?
Honestly, a lot of the basic things we learned from COVID are similar to what we should do for the flu, which would be, you know, good hand hygiene, avoiding people if you know they're sick or have symptoms. Some people still choose to wear masks in certain areas, such as healthcare settings, public transportation, things like that. And if you do suffer from one of the chronic diseases I mentioned, you know, making sure you're as well controlled as you can be on that end.
And with COVID still around, a lot of folks can be confused about that. How can you tell if it's the flu or COVID, and when should you see a doctor?
Yeah, so this can be confusing because there are a lot of overlapping symptoms, and both primarily have respiratory symptoms, specifically upper respiratory. That'd be nasal congestion, cough, sometimes shortness of breath, things like that. Fever is common in both. However, with the flu, GI symptoms such as vomiting, diarrhea, things of those natures are a little bit more common. Conversely, with COVID, the kind of classic loss of taste and smell, you might see more frequently as well. The best thing to do to tell the difference is to get tested, and that's usually the best done within, a, you know, 2 to 3 days. At that point, that's a good time to at least talk to a doctor, see if you recommend doing something like that.
And if you're getting the flu shot, can you get a COVID shot at the same time or also RSV shot?
Yes, you could do all at the same time if you like.
You'll have a sore arm, probably.
Yes. One thing you can do is also just kind of stagger them out. There's no set time that you have to do that. If you remember when the COVID shot first came out, there was a kind of strict 2 weeks between any shot. That doesn't exist anymore. So, you know, typically what I personally do and what I recommend for patients is maybe about a week or so just to let that arm kind of heal up. And if you do get any side effects for that to wear off.
And finally, if listeners only remember one thing from our chat today, what do you think it should be?
It's quite simple. Just remember to get your shot. And like I said, I usually try to recommend for my patient to get it by Halloween.
That's Dr. Michael Traub, primary care physician with Crystal Run Healthcare. There's more information at crystalrunhealthcare.com, talking to us about the flu season. It's that time of year. Thank you so much, doctor.
Yeah, thank you.